across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Now, I am delighted to be joined by a regular contributor from the Northside Partners, from the Careers in Mind team, Ger Nolan. Ger, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Donny. How are you keeping? Lovely to be here.
Indeed, Ger, I am keeping well. It's lovely to talk to you on what is, I think, one of the nicest Mondays we have had in recent times. The weather is good. It's actually a good bit warmer than it was.
Absolutely. Lovely and mild. Yeah, we're lucky for December. It's great.
Well, as I say, in Cork, it'll shorten up the year. Ger, speaking of the year, I would imagine that I'm doing a little run around with some of my regular contributors today, because this is my last show of 2021, and I would imagine, like most groups, 2021, while the restrictions were not as severe or maybe as strict or as impeding as they were in the previous year, it was still, you were operating within guidelines and restrictions, you would have found it probably a challenging year.
Yeah, definitely, Tony. That's fair to say in some respects. But when we think in terms of the Careers in Mind programme, as I would have said to you earlier on this year, we were lucky enough to get our programme online. Like a lot of people, we had to work fast so that we could still facilitate the training, you know. And I guess there were challenges. Our team really enjoy working face to face, and that's the essence of the programme. But this year, with Northside Partnership in general, not only our programme, our team, you know, there was no access to the building. Northside Partnership were following public health guidelines, and the intention was always to keep the staff safe and keep any, you know, participants and clients at home, you know, staying safe away from any COVID. So yeah, if I was to think in terms of challenges, initially it would have been around, to be honest, technology side of things. We can't expect everybody to have access to a laptop or a smartphone, but we, being in the community, were able to work fast, as I said, and even across the partnership, lovely to see colleagues helping each other out, saying, oh, I might have a loan of a laptop for a particular participant. So that's really where I would see the challenges in terms of this year. There's a flip side to that as well. If we look at the positives now, we were able to facilitate more women this year because it wasn't face-to-face and we weren't restricted to, you know, the size of a room, that even though our training rooms are quite large in Northside Partnership, but we were able to get more and more women online. And one of the things was that we could think that, like, women were at home with children and they were distracted, and, you know, the last thing they wanted was to be doing a program for themselves, because their focus was on whether it was homeschooling or even, you know, look at the more recently in September, getting the kids back to school and not knowing, will they be back out again and in the home. So it was very hard for women to think, you know, for me to want to do a program for myself, you know, would I be able to commit? But as we have the conversation, I'll be able to explain more about the fact that these women came to understand that our program is so flexible that we were able to work with them at different times in the day to suit them. That's the nature of our program.
Ger, on that topic, can I just ask you, from your dealings with women who are in that position, did you find that maybe you were able to tap into a heretofore reservoir of experience that just needed a little bit of updating and upskilling to move them forward in their careers, because that they couldn't engage with something like a Careers in Mind program up until now, and in a meaningful way, like you're just after explaining, they're online as opposed to making the commitment to being in a particular building or a room in a particular building at a particular time every week?
Yeah, that's it. That's literally it. We were able to take women who were thinking about maybe doing something for themselves, and to be honest, our team had to work hard to not convince, encourage women to, you know, step into it and make some level of commitment. We promised, we contracted with all of our women who thought they might like to do the program, who were perhaps nervous or had been suffering from different challenges within their own homes and setups, but we were able to say to them, we did lots of talks, to be honest, in the community, and we were able to access women at different groups or, you know, on an individual level and say, listen, honestly, the one thing we promise you is flexibility. And they were saying, oh, but I could have a child, he, you know, I have a three-year-old and he's troublesome. Yes, absolutely fine. If he wants to hop on the Zoom call with you, there is no problem. We are a community organisation who can still work very professionally to help you achieve some of your goals. Now, when we think in terms of careers in mind and we think about goals, we like to work with a whole, you know, number and variety of goals. We pride ourselves as being an employability training program, but we start at the very beginning. We start with women who, and like, bear in mind, we're working with women who perhaps haven't been in the workforce ever or have been out of the workforce for many, many years. And what we do is we have a very gentle, soft touch. So what we do is we sit with them online or on a phone, and we have the conversation and we say, right, what would you like to achieve from this program? And they say, well, what is it you give? And I say, oh, well, I can rhyme off the whole program schedule, everything from personal development, CV development, interview preparation, coaching, you know, STEPS program. That's the main framework of our program. That they're the main components. But what we always say to the women is, we like to help you access, you know, go on a journey of exploration, become more self-aware. And then we have the conversation and we explain, well, what does that look like? So what we do is we will talk to a particular woman and say, right, what do you want at this time? They say, well, I'd love to just be able to have the confidence to hit send on a job application. And I would, you know, one of the team would say, well, what would you need to do that? Well, I'd need my CV, but I have nothing to put in the CV. I was just a mum at home rearing kids. We love hearing that. We've heard that. We've got a euro for every time we hear that. So what we do is we show them. We are all about honesty. We're not about creating stories for people that are, you know, dishonest. However, we have the skills within our team to be able to pull out the different levels of, you know, expertise that women could have, from planning and organizing to, you know, being resourceful when they haven't been able to, you know, get their kids to school and they have to get them on Zoom. Resourcefulness is a huge skill. So they, I get so excited about this when we see, and they do too, the CV that we together can create when they initially thought, gosh, I was just at home minding kids. That's just one example. Some women could say, well, I was in banking, you know, for 20 years, but I've been out of it for 7 or 8 years. I wouldn't know how to go back in there. And we have the evidence, because, do you know what, Donnie? We could talk all day about the benefits of any particular program, but unless you take time out as a team and reflect on and evaluate the feedback, you know, show me the evidence. What do the women get from this? Did they end up working? Did they access education? And, you know, I could share some stats with you on that. Yes, we definitely have had great outcomes.
And it's a great thing to see, because, I mean, there is no doubt about it that, and particularly Irish people, I think it's a trait that we have. We kind of think that we're a little bit better than everybody else, but that's only in our own mind. We wouldn't dare express that opinion outside of ourselves, and we continually sort of sell ourselves short. And it just came to mind there, Ger, when you were talking about, you know, women at home who are running a house and rearing a family, and the different aspects of it, like you said, their organisational skills, be able to put to run a house. I mean, to me, a woman who can run a house efficiently and economically and the whole nine, and financially prudently, should be the Minister for Finance, because if you can run a house, you can run a country. But another skill that, and I mean, I know you didn't mention it, but first aid, Every child that ever was fell and hurt themselves. Okay, they may not have the first aid qualifications on an actual certificate, but they know what has to be done.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's so true. And like, I mean, we work with so many women. Like, let's talk about the women that I think it's important. I know I've been on a few times, but if it's okay with you, Joni, I just want to go back to explaining, you know, who this program is for, so that, you know, we can figure out who might benefit from this.
Jer, I will give you a good run at it. You can tell me who it's for,
yeah,
how they can access it, when the next available slots are, and when it's taking place, and how it's going to take place. So the stage is yours, my dear.
Brilliant. Okay. So if you are interested in doing, you know, working with us in Careers in Mind, I will go into more detail of the content shortly, but it's very important that we understand who can access this programme. So the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, which is a mouthful, are brilliant. They gave us funding to be able to run this programme. And they have identified the women who will need this. So we are talking about women who are on disability allowance, women on one-parent family payment, women in asylum, women on no payment at all, women on carers allowance, women on widow's pension. These are a good sample of women that we can work with. So that is so important, because we always have to check eligibility with anyone that's interested in doing the programme, because we don't want to disappoint later. Separate to that, we have to emphasise that if you are on job seekers benefit or job seekers allowance or the recent PUP payment, your supports can be accessed through the Jobs Globe, Northside Partnership, or the local employment service at Northside Partnership. The Department of Social Protection take care of them, and they have a range of supports available. So they're not the women that we can look after. But just quickly go back over that: women on disability allowance, women on one-parent family payment, women living in asylum, women on no payment, women on carers allowance, women on widow's pension. We would love to hear from you, because we can have the conversation to see, you know, how this might work for you. Now, I just want to cover up one thing. There might be women out there on a payment saying, oh gosh, to be honest, financially, I wouldn't be in a position to lose any of these benefits. But our team will work with you on a case-by-case basis to understand what benefit you're getting now, how would this impact you? Because with women on disability allowance, they're allowed work a number of hours as well without losing the benefit. But we always say, if you are somebody who's on disability allowance, for example, get in touch with the department that you're dealing with. Tell them that you want to, you know, get back into the workforce and that you want to engage in this program over a number of hours. Very important that you tell them that you want to attend this. And that is admirable, that you want to make improvements that will impact your life in a positive way. So that's eligibility, which is always the starting point. The next thing is, you can contact us at Careers in Mind, Northside Partnership. You can ring any of the offices, but the one that our team is mainly based in is the Kilbarrick office, and you can access us on 8320995. Also, you can visit our website, northsidepartnership.ie. As soon as you just put Northside into the onto the Google, it will come up. There's another thing that I'd love to share as well that I didn't mention. This year, back in September, our team worked closely with Sarah Tahazi, who you know very well, Donny, and we got together and we made a video. We wanted to showcase the positive benefits that our women have experienced. So we identified five women from different backgrounds and different you know, experiences and level of expertise, and they came together. They were so kind, so brave, and they did a video with us. And what I'll say to everybody, if you have access to YouTube on your phone or, you know, on a laptop, please look up Careers in Mind Heroes, because you will hear firsthand how the different women in your community, Coolock, Kilbarrick, Darndale, Clontarf, and all of the areas that we support, you will hear them tell you how they have progressed Some of them will say, well, I got a fabulous CV and I was able to go on and get a job in retail. Others are now doing courses in, you know, education. They're doing 2QI courses. Some of them are thought they were want to be a carer, have gone on to do that, which has been fantastic, and others have gone on to do more administrative training. So the women were really excited and buzzed up about how the course impacted them. So I just wanted to mention about the video. We also have an email address, very hard to unless you have a pen and paper, CIM, that's short for Careers in Mind, at nspartnership.ie. Again, you've a number of ways that you can contact us. So you can check it out, pick up the phone, or, you know, go onto our website. In relation to when our next programme is starting, Donie, we are starting right back after Christmas. We're giving everyone, parents, an opportunity to get the kids back to school. We will start on Tuesday, the 11th of January. Our programme runs over 3 short sessions per week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we will work flexible hours within that. We are releasing the timetable, which says 10 a.m. to 12:30 for those 3 days. But what the women will discover is you might just have a class 10 until 12:30 on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, you could have 1 hour coaching only with myself. And then on a Thursday, you might be looking up jobs.
Can we make a date, you and I? Now, there's nobody listening, so don't worry about the husband or anything like that. Will you come back and talk to me at 11 a.m. on the 10th of January about this? Because it'll be my first show back in the new year, and it'd be a great way to, promote the next phase of the Careers in Mind with the Northside Partnership, because it would be bang on for the week in question as well. So. The timing would be spot on for that, Ger. If you were available on that date, it would be great again. Ger, we're getting awfully, awfully tight for time, but there's just one thing I want to revert back to for a second, because there's something else I wanted you to talk to me about. The video that's up in relation to the experience that the women have had, just run through that again, because I think that that is something that, you know, everybody sort of has access now to a smartphone or an iPhone or a computer, and they can look at this. What are they going to see in it? And I know that you're going to tell me it's women who have engaged and have a really positive experiences, but I mean, the people looking at those videos, they could see their neighbours, they could see their relations, they could see people they know on it.
Yes, Tony, I'm delighted that you highlighted that, because that is it. We are a community programme. You might see a neighbour or someone you were in school on that. So we were obviously given consent to share this video around. The video opens up with Simon explaining what, because Simon, I should shout out to our team, we have Magella, who is our employment coach, Simon, our employment coach, Pat Kavanagh, who is our literacy tutor, and myself, Ger Nolan. We have a strong team. It starts off with the bits and pieces of the team explaining what you can expect, but then we get into the different experiences. We had a lady, Denise, who was at home for, you know, many years, who had lost all confidence. I didn't hone in on that enough today, I know with time constraints, but we help women build confidence, and you will hear that from Denise on the video. We also have Michelle from the local area. We have Karina Kohler with a Croatian background. She, English wasn't her first language, but my goodness, the girl invested so much in herself. She was a strong firecracker on the video. She really explains her story, how she came from feeling very low self-esteem and quite depressed, etc., and how Careers in Mind program exposed her to so many experiences, and she's on top of the world, thankfully. Now we have so many, and then we also have different snapshots of what you can expect when, you know, you go through the program as well. We also have Faye, a lady who ended up getting a job in retail and had never worked. So that's just a thing, but it's Careers in Mind Heroes. You said it, it's free. Go on YouTube, somebody will be able to show it to you, and that will just show you the type of women who took the chance. They are just 5 women out of 75 women that we have supported, Joni.
Chair, it would be very, very remiss of me on the very last programme of my last one, should I say, of the year, when talking to somebody from the Northside Partnership, two things I want to do. Number one, I want to thank everybody from the Northside Partnership who graciously took time out to talk to me during the year. I want to thank Sarah Clossy profusely for all her help and her cooperation during the year. But it would be very remiss of me, Ger, if we didn't pay a tribute to your colleague whose untimely and tragic death occurred recently.
That's correct. Yeah, the beautiful Karen Stiles, we lost her back in November. You know yourself, as a partnership, we are a close organisation, we are a close family. And that was so witnessed when we all attended Karen's funeral back in November, the level of support. We are not only our colleagues, but our friends. Karen was a wonderful, wonderful, pleasant, bright, shining light in the partnership. And I know everybody who works with her in the Bunratty building, they're shell-shocked, as are everybody else in the other buildings. Karen is so sadly missed. There's so much I could say about her, but she, like everything in the Northside Partnership, we all become such close friends. So not a day goes by that we don't think of her. We have a tribute to her on our website, and we are sending all our love and this warmest of hugs to all our family who are absolutely distraught, and particularly, we could say, our Christmas, but every day is a challenge. I also want to recognise the support from the community. I couldn't just pick out any one organisation, but we have been trying to help the family as much as possible. You know, you can call into Bunratty office and see the huge shrine we have of Karen, our beautiful photographs, but the community organisations from Durrisbui to all the local, all our board, all the neighbours, everybody calling in and paying tributes to what was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful lady. We desperately miss her.
And that is a very fitting tribute, and it's only right that all the organisations in the area should remember and pay tribute to her. And Ger, I thank you for the beautiful tribute you're after paying to the beautiful and the late, sadly, the late Karen Stiles. It's a very fitting tribute. Ger, I will pull the curtain down on our chat for this year and my chats with the Northside Partnership. Can I wish you and all your family and all your friends and colleagues at the Northside Partnership a healthy, peaceful and a happy Christmas. And once again, to everybody there who contributed to Northside today during the year, my sincere gratitude. Ger Nolan from the Northside Partnership with the Careers in Mind team. Thanks a million, Ger.
Donny, thank you so much, and a very happy Christmas to you. And it's a date for the 10th of January. Thank you very much. Take care of yourself.
Looking forward to it already.
Thank you. Mind yourself. Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.